Thought for today. Don't mumble thank yous. Don't mumble thank yous. Don't mumble thank yous. Now, just what does that mean, to mumble thank yous? Are we the creator of our world? Have we created everything that's in our world? Have we created ourselves? Are we the creator? If we are, that's good. If we're not, then, of course, something else is our creator. Now, did we create the world? Did we create the universe? Did we create everything that exists? If that's so, then we're the creator. Then we are God. If we are God and the creator, then we are all. And if we're all, then that's who we are. Now, who are you? Are you the creator? Are you the one who brought forth upon this earth all these things that you see? Are you the one that is bringing forth on this earth all the things that you're seeing? You say, well, if I am, I'm not doing a terrific job. I live in this rather simple, not too exciting temple here, and this temple is just not all that good. So, therefore, I'm not really doing a good job of creating. If I were really the creator, I would create my body absolutely perfect. I'd create it without any little flaw, any little pain or ache, any little need, even like hunger and like thirst and like air. I'd create it without any need for anything. Just as a temple that carries me around doing what I want to do. Now, if I'm the creator, then this is what I would do, certainly. And if I'm the creator, I'd create the world, because I'm really not excited about war, I'd create the world always in peace. And I'm really not excited about conflict, I'd create the world always harmonious. I'm really not excited about poverty, and so I'd create everyone having abundance. And I'm not excited about illness, and so I certainly wouldn't create myself ill, or anybody else in my world, if I really were the creator. Now, am I the creator? The actual fact is, I am the creator, but I'm not taking responsibility for it. And because I'm not taking responsibility for it, I am not really the creator. I'm not really creating what I want. Now, all of this brings us down to the point of our topic today. Don't mumble thank yous. And we say, oh God, thank you. We throw our hands up in the air and we fold our hands or clasp our hands and say, wow, God, it's so great. It's a wonderful day. Oh God, it's a wonderful day. We're talking to a God outside of ourselves, you know. And then we say, oh God, don't let that car hit that tree. Oh God, don't let there be difficulties anywhere. Don't let there be problems. Oh God. And we're talking to a God outside of ourselves. And you know it. And you know it. And it's not reasonable. Not logical. You don't know a God outside of yourself. You don't know some creative cause that brought all things into being and made a mess of it. God made a mess of it. He sure did. Look at all the poor people. Look at all the sad people. Look at all the wars and the pestilence. Look at all the rich people. The rich people who are so rich and they really don't need to be so rich. Look at Bill Gates. He's got more money than he can ever even begin to count. And he doesn't even realize it and he doesn't appreciate it. Fortunately, that's true. He doesn't appreciate it. If he began appreciating it, he would be starting to think he's pretty terrific. And he has a very handsome and very healthy attitude about himself. Okay. Now, you and I, the only difference between you and I and Mr. Gates is an attitude. His attitude is that he is doing the thing he likes to do. He doesn't care whether he has all that money. It's nice. It helps him to bring about the things that he'd like to bring about in his life, but he doesn't care. He doesn't go to, oh God, you made me rich. He says, "Oh, Billy boy, your attitude made me rich." And that's the truth. God does not make people rich or make people poor. What an unusual attitude to have about God. Why would God like you better than like you, or like me better than like them? That's not right. There's no logic or reason to that. And of course, there is no logic or reason to the universal law of cause and effect. Because the cause and effect gives to those who speak their word. Interesting, isn't it? The law of cause and effect gives to those people who speak their word. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, do this for me. Do that for me, and I will be a good person. Help me, God. You know, we say that all the time. And don't tell me you don't say it, because I know what's in your hearts. That's what I'm working with you on. I'm working with you to recognize that don't mumble your thank yous. You say, "Well, Herb, what's this all about? You haven't really gotten into that yet." That's true. Oh, God, thank you. We put our hands up and praise the Lord. And pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord. We're going to perdition. You know, what are things that we're thinking? God is on our side in the battle because we're good people and those are bad people. And those people on that side of the battle, they think they're good people and we're bad people. That's why we're fighting. And we're all good people. But what do we do? What do we do? We're each the creator of our world. And I create you in trouble, and I create me in trouble. I create you in harmony and peace and love and joy, and I create me that way. You see, if this 30-minute talk doesn't help us to bring down our hands from that prayerful outward position and touch our chest, touch our heart, touch our shoulders, touch ourselves, and say, "This is God. This is the temple of the living God. God lives here. Thank you, God. Thank you, God." And I'm speaking to God in me, God as me. I'm praising the God that actually creates all these things, and that's the God in me and the God in you. Jesus said, "Look low here, low there, but the kingdom of God is within each man." And God is in his kingdom. You are God. You are the allness of God, the totality of the God, the wonder of God. When are you going to start acting like it? Huh? When are you going to start acting like it? When are you going to start acting like the wonder that you are? Instead of saying, "Oh God," outside of yourself. And in your private prayer time, you say, "Now if I say this out loud, I would like to have someone help me move my desk." And then different people come up and help you move the desk. Whereas within your heart, if you would say, "My desk is now in its perfect place," poof, there it is. Can you do that? That's the principle. That's the law. You don't stand on the street corner praying and asking for, or not asking, but telling the world how wonderful you are. Because, as the saying is, you've got your reward. What you do is you listen within and you pray to the divine within and you say, "Thank you, God." This is a private affair between the divine and the divine, between you and yourself. The sooner we begin to learn to praise God in us, praise God as us, give thanks to the divine, because that's who we are. The sooner we start working on that, the more wonderful it's going to be. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you just playing games? I mean, you go ahead, live in the outside world, and that's great. Live in the inside world, it's the same thing. here at the monastery. You're just as off base as you are living out in the cities. Because if you're putting your hands up, mentally, physically, spiritually, however you're doing it, praising an outer God, you might as well be outer and just enjoy. But when you praise an inner God, when you praise the divine inside of yourself, everything is yours. Everything is. You don't know how good it can be. One of the comedians used to say on a television show, "How good it is! How good it is!" And that's true, how good it is to be you, to be me, to be the divine, to be the wonder of all. I like it. I like it. And yet I play the game with each one of you to lead you into your own divinity. I don't want you to worship me. If I act like some great, wonderful guru here who is accomplished in everything, you'll worship me, and you will. You're stupid. You should be worshiping yourself. Then you're intelligent. Because I don't care about you. I don't care about you. I care about me. And I care about my life. And if you want to have a happy life, I'll show you the way. But if you don't want to follow that way, that's your business. That's your business. It doesn't mean a thing to me. Because I know who you are, and I know where you're going, and I know where you come from, and I know what your plans are. And you do too, pretty much. But I know. And so if you don't follow the program today, if you don't follow this program or some other program somewhere to find the divinity within you, maybe just following the program in yourself. If you don't follow that, hey, that's okay. That's okay. As I told you about our friend up in Chicago, she called and said, talk to her friend who is in the hospital with cirrhosis of the liver because he's dying. And so I called the old boy. And I said, hey, I hear you're dying. How wonderful. What? Yes. Yes, I hear that you got a wonderful wife that you've trained so beautifully into being the most beautiful woman in the world. The most exquisite wife any man could ever have. And your three daughters, wow, beauty is every one. Anyone would love to have them as their daughter. Now, just as soon as you kick off, and you're going to do that soon because you said you're dying, cirrhosis of the liver. So as soon as you kick off, your wife is not going to sit around and be sorry for losing you. She'll say, thank you. It's nice to have had him. He was a good man. I liked him. I love him. If he were around, I'd still be married to him. But, hey, I'm not going to sit around and pine. I'm going to get married again. I'm the marrying kind. I like to have a man around. I like to have some buddy in my family, you know. And I've got, oh, maybe two or three dozen that I've been looking at since my husband has been acting kind of sick and like he's going to die. I'm not going to waste any time. And he says, what? He slams down the receiver. Next thing I hear, he's back home. Perfect. Cirrhosis of the liver, gone. Whole, healthy man with his beautiful wife and his beautiful daughters living. He needed the good swift kick. He needed a good swift kick, and that was a very hard swift kick. But if I didn't know what I was doing, I would think, my God, what am I doing? You know, I'm being insensitive, uncaring. But I was being the most sensitive, caring, loving person that the world would ever know. Because I knew what he needed at that moment. And I gave him what he needed at that moment. And his life was changed. Not because I did it. Perhaps because I was a catalyst. But because he acted on it. He could have acted the other way and said, huh, heart attack, boom! My wife was somebody else, and to move off quicker. But he didn't. He didn't. He began to praise that God in him. He began to use that power of the divine within him and healed himself instantly. He began to recognize that while he was a good husband, He had some problems, and he drank himself out of those problems, but he didn't drink himself out of the problem. So what he said, the heck with the problems. I like my wife. I like my home. I like my world. I like who I am. And there he was. There he was, back home, in the arms of his family, because he chose to. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know where you're going. You don't know how you're growing inch by inch by inch as the days go by. You don't know that. You just think you're growing inch by inch by inch and getting fatter.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. No. You see, you don't notice how you're growing up. You just notice how you're growing out. And now is the time to start noticing how you're growing up. You're divine people. You're divine creatures. You're wonderful. You're worth every instant I spend with you, every moment I spend, every thing that I do to you. You're worth it. It shakes your boat. It shakes you up. It makes you think, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this good? Is this bad? What's he doing this to me? Why is he picking on me all the time? Picking on me all the time. Oh, do I hear that? My goodness. Do I hear that? And I massage you and gently touch you and love you, which I mean sincerely. And you say, what's this guy got in mind? You know? Ingeborg says, no, no, no. But Ingeborg, this is what people think. This is what they think, and they only think it because that's what they're thinking. That's what they're, what do they have in mind? You know? And that's okay. That's okay. I... May always said, who do you think you are, the pure white driven snow? And she was very right. She was very right. But I'm not going to say that. You are the pure white driven snow. You are the beautiful ones. You are gorgeous. You are fabulous. You are God. Start praising God in you. Start praising God in you. Don't mumble your thank you. Say, thank you, God. Thank you, Herb. Thank you, Mr. Barley. Mr. Barley? Well, sure, I'm known by lots of names, you know. You, too, are known by lots of names. Mommy, sweetheart, pumpkinhead, lover, you know, wife, ex-wife, whatever. Teacher, hey, all sorts of things. And you put on hats, you put on titles like you put on hats. One day Ellen is the president, one day Ellen's the abbot, one day Ellen's the chairman of the board, one day Ellen is the marketing director, one day, I don't know, Ellen, have you ever listed all your titles just here? Now you're also a woman, and you're also 5'6", you're also 142 pounds. No, what is it you want to be? No, I don't know. If I were 142 pounds, I'd think I was a little thin. But whatever, you've got to project what it is that your image of yourself is, your vision of yourself, your reality of yourself, you know? Who are you? What are you? It's fantastic. And who you are is God. And praise God. Don't mumble your thank yous. Say them right out loud to yourself, not to somebody else. It's not for their ears. You don't say, hello there, world, I'm God. I've come down here to take care of a few things here and straighten out a few things that have been going on a little crazy-like. And the world would say, oh, Looney Bin, here he comes. Get the man with the white coat. Tie his hands behind his back so he doesn't hurt anybody or himself. You see, this is what we've been told all of our life. 2,000 years ago, Jesus told us we were God. Thousands of years before that, in the Bible, it told us that we were God. All the universe knows that we are the creator of our world. All the universe knows the only time there is now. The only place there is here. All the universe knows that you're wonderful. You're wonderfully made. You could not have even begun to think of yourself with your mental attitude how to create a body like this. You could not. Scientists are working on it, and they have been working on it for years and haven't achieved it. Oh, they put on movies and they have a real person act like a robot. But it's still a real person. It's a person created by God. Now, the sooner we begin to say thank you, God, and recognize that we're the creator, and that we have created our bodies. They're wonderfully made. Not made by human hands. Made by divine thought. As soon as we begin to recognize this and enjoy it and inspire ourselves with it, our whole life turns into a musical comedy of the sound of music. The hills are alive with the sound of music. That wonderful sound that I've heard before. Now we could have Evelyn John here singing that and it would sound quite different. And Julie Andrews, if he were here singing it, it would sound quite different again. But the hills are alive with the sound of music because it's the music of our heart. Praise God. Don't mumble the thank you. Say them out loud to yourself. I walk these hills. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. And I'm singing. I like me, I like me, I do. I like me, I like me, I do. I like me, 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 I do. I do. I am God, God I am. 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 Sing it and sing it and sing it and sing it. I'm walking around the hills here, early in the morning, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, singing my heart out. You don't hear me. You're snoring. But that's the way it should be. You're not supposed to get up to 4. But I'm up. I have things to do. I have prayers to make to myself as I walk around blessing each one of you. And you think it's a joke when I say, I read a letter and I had you in my blessings this morning and I had you in my blessings this morning. I did! And I do! And I am. And it's wonderful. I take my prayer list. I take each of the students. I take each of the ones who are working with me on campus and each of the ones who are not on campus. I take my personal family, my blood family, and I bless each one of them. May, Marie, Howie, and Ray, and Faith, and Mark, and me. And bless them all. Surround them with my pure white light of love. I'm God! And see their bodies whole and perfect. I'm their creator. It's not a matter of them listening. It's a matter of me listening. When I speak my word and I say they're whole and perfect, it's because I know I speak my word. And my word is the law. And it is done. You say, well, they haven't all changed. Oh, yes, they have. Oh, yes, they have. In me, in my world, in my life, in my attitude, they've changed. I do not manipulate the world that other people like to create. But of course, I'm the only God there is. So if I create my family whole and perfect, if I create Ellen and Ingeborg and John and Sylvia whole and perfect, if I create you whole and perfect, there is no other world. So stop trying to pretend there's another world because I only see you perfect like I create you because I'm God. I only see you wonderful and glorious and fulfilled in every way. I only see you fabulous. And you see, you have no right of existence outside of my existence because I'm the only one there is. I'm the only God there is. I'm the only universal being there is. You say, well, Herb, you've been teaching us that we're God too. Oh, really? Are you God? Are you acting like God? Are you living like God? Are you living in that oneness? Did you create me in your world as a person telling you that I'm the only God there is? I am the son of the great Gull, or I'm the great Gull, you know? Is that what you create me saying? Why don't you create yourself saying that? If you want to be separate from me, then you walk your own way and you create your own way, perfect and ideal. You start saying your thank yous loud enough to yourself, not mumbling them, saying them loud enough so yourself knows it. The little girl thinking about Santa Claus. I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. She believed. Do you believe even with that simplicity of a child's innocence? Can you believe? Can you believe that this seminar we're going to have this next week is going to be the most outstanding seminar you've ever been to in your life because you're there? Because you're going to make it super by your awareness that you're God, that you're glorious, that you're fantastic. Can you do that? I think you can. I know I'm doing it. I know I'm having a ball. Are you ready? I'm ready. I don't ask if you're ready. I just say, I see it done. I see each one of you expressing the physical body that most beautifully expresses your ideal archetypal self. I see you expressing your mind rich and filled with charming, wonderful ideas and thoughts and imagination and dreams right now. I see each one of you, because you're a reflection of me, I see each one of you running, flying, jumping, climbing, excited about life. Your body is so nimbly quick. You jump over the candlestick without a second thought. Do you know what I mean? It's yours. It's yours right now. But it's up to me to claim it for you. For when I claim it for you, then in my world, you've got it. And my world is the only world there is. So, guess where you are in my world? You're right on the top of the heap, up the pile, the ladder. Right on top of the heap. You're right on top. Do you like to be there? Is it fun to be on the top of perfection and purity and truth and love and honor, joy and wonder? It is, isn't it? It is. I find it so amusing. I know who I am. And people come to me sometimes and say, is this you? And they show me a clipping from the paper or something like that. And I say, don't you know who I am? Well, I know who you are. That's why I couldn't believe this is you. And I said, then, if you know who I am, throw the clipping away. That's something else. That's somebody else's opinion. Somebody else thinks that I'm a miracle worker, or I'm a God for other people, or I'm a whatever. Throw that away. You, with your eyes, you look at me, and you see me whole and perfect. You see me wonderful. You see me as you see yourself, glorious and free and wonderful. And when you do, that's the way you see yourself. So be careful, however you look at the world, because I keep my mind pure and clear. And you can praise God, I do. Because I see each one of you perfect right now. Now, you in your world, which I know nothing of, create everyone as a reflection of your purity, as a reflection of your goodness, as a reflection of your allness, and you got it made. Don't mumble thank yous to your God indwelling. Say, God, this is a good show we're doing. We're great. We're a wonderful team. If you want to say team. God and I are one, not two. I am the allness, now and forevermore. And it's wonderful. And I love you.